What's coming up on the show today, guys?
I'm more interested in this this little cure for the cold.
The cold beer. Well, there are lots of things occurring in the world today that I'm sure that we're going to have a little bit of a conversation about. It seems as if the Republicans, as usual, have figured out a way in which to detract from their real shortcomings by saying, you cross the state line with the kid looking for an abortion, you're committing a crime, unless his parents have said so. And then, of course, Schwarzenegger's got to have a good morning when he takes his cappuccino and he looks and he sees the polls and they say 45% for him and 38.7% for Angelides.
He's up by 8%.
Up by 8. And even more importantly, the numbers of his approval versus disapproval have changed dramatically. Gail Coffin, I'm sure, will be discussing that with us.
She's going to be one of our guests today, Gail Coffin, political consultant straight from Sacramento. We're also going to have Cindy Sheehan and Mr. Al Franken.
Al Franken, as usual, and I'm sure that he will be talking about the Middle East and all the crisis, Condoleezza Rice. He'll also talk about, I think, Lieberman and Clinton. They hugged, but they didn't kiss. And so the Lieberman campaign is still stuck with that kiss that George Bush gave Lieberman at the State of the Union address back in January.
That's right. Clinton only got the first base. Bush got the second.
We're keeping it real here on 960 The Quake with Will and Willie.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. That's the Progressive News Hour for today, produced by the fabulous Alan Rohn. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at quakeradio.com. This is the Bay Area's progressive talk station, broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. Bay Area Backyard Escapes. Some unique locations local residents can visit to make you feel like you're getting away in your own backyard.
Hidden on a quiet back street in Sausalito is the Bay Model. Now, you've probably heard of it, but never visited. Big mistake. First of all, it's free. The Bay Model is now approaching its 50th anniversary and was originally built by the Army Corps of Engineers to help them understand the nuances of San Francisco Bay's watershed and how it affects us all.
Looking at the role of the Bay and Delta within the greater watershed, we're talking up to the Sierra Nevadas, all the way out to the Pacific Ocean. This is really one continuous functioning water system.
That's Alex Spivak. She's the Bay Model's executive director, and when the Bay Model first began, visitors were not on the agenda.
It was constructed for research purposes, so there was an entirely different intent than public use in mind.
But this is not dry facts and figures. There are wonderful multimedia presentations, a great display of ships and shipbuilding, something that Sausalito was well known for when it was churning out the Liberty ships during World War II. You'll find any number of hands-on elements. The kids or you are welcome to try out the ship's bells and other controls. Now, for those who are sure they know how the bay is laid out, there may be a surprise or two, and I can attest to that.
And then we're down to San Jose down here. Is that right? No, that's Sacramento, San Joaquin, Delta. I'm all mixed up.
So what happened when the Army Corps of Engineers set it up?
They needed to get the bay to fit into this facility. So the reason you're a little bit confused is because some things got flipped around to make it fit in some of the extended parts and far reaches of the Delta.
Executive Director Spivak emphasizes a visit to the Bay Model has something for everyone, but the visit shouldn't be limited just to the miniature water found inside.
And then go outside and walk our pier and walk the waterfront and see how the model is simulating what's occurring out in the bay. The real living laboratory is outside.
Bottom line, schedule an hour for your visit to the Bay Model and you'll miss a lot. Give yourself more time and then explore the rest of Sausalito, although there's no guarantee you won't wind up spending money there.
Listen all week at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. to Bay Area Backyard Escapes on 960 The Quake. And check out our website where you can share some of your best Bay Area backyard vacation stories at quakeradio.com.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, they call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes. Or cater it. Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hop Yard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52- Go win. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now. Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
Morning, 7:04. I'm John Scott, and this report is brought to us by Raging Waters. In Hayward, 880 southbound before Tennyson. Big rig in a car was blocking, now over on the shoulder. Other side of 880 northbound before the Alameda. There's a multi-car crash, and it's blocking the two left lanes. It just happened a few minutes ago. We'll see if that translates into a signal, unless they can get that cleaned up pretty quick. Bart's got a couple of minor delays, but it shouldn't change your routine. Go wherever your station is, and you should be able to get on with not much problem. Metering lights on now at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, back up to Grand Avenue. It's the rage for all ages, Raging Waters, and right now you can save $6 with a coupon from any participating KFC. So make it a raging summer at Northern California's largest water park, Raging Waters, Lake Cunningham Park, San Jose. It's now open daily. Hurry, offer ends soon. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. Headlines at the bottom of the hour, keeping it real with Will and Willie, now on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John Scott. Good morning. It's Tuesday morning, July 25th. Already, how can that be? We're here keeping it real with Will and Willie, down on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street, live at the Vitale Hotel. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Durst. How are you?
I'm good. I could have used more sleep, but otherwise I'm good.
Oh, you didn't go to bed early enough.
I know.
Unlike those of us who live a prim and proper life, who go to bed at whatever time we go to bed with an adequate amount of sleep.
Did you get an adequate amount of sleep?
Always. Always. 1 hour is adequate. If I have to get up and go to work later.
I need eight.
Ah, well, you'd love 10, 12. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd love to hang out forever and without any obligations whatsoever. That's not the way the world works.
One of my lovely sleep train mattresses.
I haven't gotten mine yet, but I'm working on it.
You still haven't gotten yours?
No, I'm going. You know, I'm too busy.
I thought you went to one of those places.
Yeah, but I went there, and that was to buy one. Yeah. And I bought one for a friend as a gift for a friend. And got a good price.
Yeah, still haven't gotten yours.
So I'm a purchaser. Not only do we advertise, but I actually bought a sleep train mattress. I haven't had a chance to sleep on it yet. But
I'm not going to ask who you bought it for.
Yeah, thank you. But I'm working up there. but no, I'm within the next month, I'm going to go into the Venice Avenue store of Sleep Train, where they obviously have multiple choices, etc. And I'm going to block out maybe an hour of time so that I can spend like 6, 7, 8 minutes on each bed.
I like that idea.
Yes. And then at the end of that process, I will have marked them, I will score them, and I'll indicate which one I wish.
I got to do this.
And I want my two free pillows, too.
Do we get two free pillows?
I think so. It says.
Part of the deal, yeah.
That's part of the deal. Yeah. Yes, yes.
And we don't have to pay till 2008.
And I'm surprised, though, that...
didn't we do a commercial where you didn't have to pay 2010?
Yeah, about a month ago.
Yeah, what happened to that?
Well, I think business got so brisk.
Yeah.
They didn't need to give you longer
to pay. Special deals. That's
right. And the price got better, so you didn't have to. But you have to catch the special deals. And it's now a special deal. We did that commercial yesterday.
And they're
with the special
already
deal.
Running.
I'm sure we're going to be run out of town for giving all this time to sleep training. But yeah, what the hell?
They didn't use your whistle.
They did.
No, they put in a real whistle.
Oh, why? It makes more sense if it was, you know. Yeah, my kid would have loved it.
Yeah.
I took my kid to Chinatown for dinner. You're talking about a character. Oh, man. She said, listen.
Which kid? Sydney?
Yeah, Sydney. You know, they bring those things, those handy wipes or what have you. This 5-year-old looked at the guy and she says, does that have any chemicals in it?
Oh, you're Cindy Minetta said
5-year old. Does it have any chemicals in it? I looked at her and where'd you hear about chemicals? She said, well, Dad, everybody knows about chemicals. So I cooled it for a few minutes, and later on, she was asking me about something else, and I said, Sydney, call me and remind me, and I'll see this done. So we're starting to walk out. She says, can I borrow a pen and pencil, pen and a paper from the guy? And the guy looked at me. I want to write a note to myself. So I...
She's going to have a Palm Pilot before she's sick.
That's what somebody else said. Somebody else said, you better get that kid a Palm Pilot and cut out this writing. But she was a character. We were going in and out of the stores in Chinatown. She was looking for one particular thing, nothing else. She didn't want to look. You know, kids like to look at everything in stores. Oh, no, not Sydney. She was looking for one thing. She'd tell me, Dad, you wait outside. She'd go in and ask them. So I came to God and said, Sydney, let me ask you, do you speak Chinese? No, but I speak Spanish. 5 years old. 5 years old. She is a problem.
Or going,
clearly a problem.
She's going to be a handful.
Clearly a problem. And she asked me, okay, she was writing a note to herself, and she was talking about a little girl, her girlfriend Phoebe.
Note to self.
Yeah, her girlfriend Phoebe. So she says, F-E-E. So, no, Sydney. Phoebe is spelled P-H-E. Well, what's P-H-E? I said, that's, you'll learn later on. She looked at me and said, okay, F-E-E.
Come on, she's already using her shorthand.
No, she didn't believe me.
Oh.
She didn't believe me. There was no question. I don't have credibility with
that kid. Yeah, right, Dad.
I have no credibility with that kid. So when she split it, I said, goodbye, Sydney. She was busy. She didn't even look up. Goodbye, Dad. It just made me feel real good. I mean, real good for me. So it was an interesting way in which to go. Yesterday also was a time when the saga of Tiger Woods took on a whole new... It's amazing what people do in the world of sports. Now, he just won the British Open.
Yes.
It was an emotional drain and traumatic.
By 5 strokes.
They're analyzing whether or not that same kind of play would be applicable in the next major. The next major is... I think a like
PGA championship.
That's right. It's like 3 weeks away or something. And they're already saying, well, he can't use that style of play in the next major. And then in the chart, you look and you see he's number one in the world rankings, 2-1 over Mickelson as the next guy. And he's a couple of $100,000 ahead in the money rankings, which is what you look
playing
at.
A lot less tournaments.
10 tournaments versus the average is about 17.
Yeah.
He's played 10. So this guy makes $500,000 almost per tournament. And you're questioning whether or not he can decide on how he plays it. My guess is he could show up with a baseball bat if he wished and win this game. But, that's just the
way
to play
the game. Who was it that did that? Was that Lee Trevino? Lee Trevino used to play in those hardscrabble courses of Texas, and he used to bet these guys, and that's how he got to the PGA Tour. Was he would like hustle, and he would play with a wrapped Coke bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he'd wrap it in electrical tape, and he'd use a Coke bottle off the tee as his driver. And he would beat these guys using a... Wrapped in a Coke bottle.
But see, he was so much more talented. talented. I remember Tiger Woods having a hamburger with Tiger Woods here in the city. I think it was like 2001 or something, maybe 2000. It was his, one of his best years, and he had promised me on another occasion that he would come back here for the One T program, which is inspiration for little kids, and he did. He came. He was out at the Olympic Club. He demonstrated golf and all the business, you know, shooting around the tree, and he was showing how to keep it at a certain height for 150 yards, and then let it drop in, and then he'd show you how to put the ball in a circle, the same ball in a circle, 5, 6, 7 times off the tee. He said, until you can do that, you can't play golf. And he said, don't ever try to figure out how far you can hit the ball. See how far you can hit the ball controlling it. You don't want to hit it beyond your ability to control it. It's ego to go beyond that. So then we go to the place is now closed, but it was a place at Schwarzenegger World called Planet Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
And we're in there, and people are taking photographs and what have you. And the guy comes up, and I'm to Tiger's left, and this guy comes up, and he's badgering Tiger on the right. And he keeps telling Tiger about how he's doing this and he's doing that, and it isn't working, etc. And he wants Tiger's advice. Tiger punches me a little bit, and he said to Mr. Mayor, look, listen to this, and you can have it. I said, what do you mean I can have it? He looked at the guy, and he said, I've now figured out your problem. You have a loft problem, sir. I have a what? You have a loft problem. Ooh, Ms. Tiger, what's a loft problem? Lack of frickin' talent.
L-O-F-T.
The guy turned beet red and walked away.
Oh.
And Tiger turns to me and he says, now you can enhance it any way you want.
Oh, so he did say frickin'. He didn't say the other one.
Ah. No, Tiger is too nice.
Oh, is he really?
Tiger is much. But isn't that a great line? That's a perfect line, though. You never recover from that line.
It works for anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And so
you could say it to a prospective politician.
Well,
you have a loft problem.
Huh? Isn't that a great line, though? You have a loft problem. A
lack of frickin' talent.
It's just wonderful. But Tiger is such a gentle human being, and the fact that he is now, in my opinion, playing at his zenith is a good thing for the sport. It's a good thing for America.
I haven't read the article that you're speaking of, but what I think the sports writers are worried about is that this course, he thought ahead. He didn't use his power. He was thinking ahead, and he just played it as he could. He didn't make any mistakes. What, did he have one bogey in the entire round?
Virtually, and he never hit one bunker. Those bunkers are, you know, look like foxholes. They are so formidable.
They had walls.
Yes.
They had serrated walls.
6, 7 feet high.
Yeah. Yeah,
I remember one year in one of those bunkers, David Duval was never recovered.
No.
He was number two behind Tiger.
He hit it three times into the wall.
And it went right into the wall and bounced back. When he came out, he did 8 on that hole. That's what I do on every hole. Initially, I thought the higher the score, the better. And then, you know, you got to restrain yourself. Also, I need a bucket of balls.
I'm bad.
Not to hit from the
40.
Tee. Yeah, not to hit from the tee, but to carry me around the course. Because I change balls on every course and every hole. It's a loss. Yeah.
Yeah, just, I change holes on every hole, too.
It's just part of the deal. But you are right. I think they said that he took time to figure out how to manage the course. But they said he only saw that course one time, and that was the day before. The only time he'd ever seen that course was the practice round. Now, that's incredible to go out and play that golf course.
And Mickelson showed up there. The week
in it. Well,
yeah.
He had an opportunity. Remember, he didn't make the cut, so he went early to the next slot. He had played so poorly at the end of that 18 holes. But apparently, psychologically, that must get to you. And you, if you think about it, you begin to doubt your own ability. I know that's what happened to Sergio Garcia. He's playing right next to Tiger Woods. Every time he's ever played next to Tiger Woods, he's turned into just an admirer. a guy just looking to see what Tiger's going to do, and he tries to emulate Tiger. That's wrong. You've got to play your own game.
Spending too much attention.
It's just like in the world of politics. You've got to play your own game. People say Phil Angelides is not doing well, but he's playing his own game. That's his game. He has a terrible commercial out, one that says he's a leader, not an actor.
Oh, the black and white one?
Yeah, well, people already know he's not an actor. And when he says he's a leader with nothing, no substance, they also now know he's not a leader. So it's a terrible commercial. It's just not a good commercial.
I disagree with the fact that it's black and white and they use stills. I think they need to show him in motion.
Well, that's because, you know, Schwarzenegger has him as a moonwalker.
Yes, walking backwards. Also in black and white, so I think this commercial harkens back. Anyhow, we're talking politics.
We have Gail Kaufman on this.
Yes, we have Gail Kaufman, one of the chief political strategists of Sacramento, a woman who has turned things around. We'll see if Mr. Angelides has talked to her about turning things around. We also have Al Franken in the 8 o'clock hour, and we're going to speak to Cindy Sheehan. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500 square foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
This is Ed Schultz on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
San Francisco.
We had to close our windows last night in the Sunset District of San Francisco because the fog rolled in. It was about 56, 58 degrees. Ah, that's Keeping It Real.
Well, you know, I got caught out there last night because I went out. No. In the weather. I was out like 6 o'clock in the evening, and I left downtown San Francisco, and I was going out to Venice Avenue to kind of hang out. And I didn't have on a coat. I had shed myself with a coat and a tie, and I was being really relaxed. And, you know, I came out of the joint where I went in for dinner, and it was cold.
Oh, the fog had rolled
yes,
in.
Yes, fog had rolled in, so I had to go back in and wait for the car to come. It was really cold. And I'm standing there with all these little people, you know, who were the, what do you call them, tourists? They look like tourists. They had on the Hawaiian shirts and
blue
shirts,
ties, yeah. And white starchy
first of all,
children.
It was offensive to be in a restaurant with cats sitting in there with shorts. And I'm, you know,
I don't
it's
like
a tablecloth restaurant.
I don't like that.
And they're sitting there with shorts and in need of shoes. They had on sandals. They should have been around the pool.
Or maybe they thought they were in Sacramento.
Well, I don't know where they thought they were. And one of them talked to me, by the way. He said that he formerly lived in San Francisco a few years ago, and he had a little ponytail, and he said that he had moved out, and he was sorry that he'd moved out and wasn't here for when I was mayor. He understands that it was a wonderful time period when I was mayor. I said, yes, we provided full dress for people.
Cutting the tourists to the quick.
I don't know.
Thanks for coming. Leave your money. Now go home.
But it did cool off last night. But this morning, it's back up again.
Yeah.
It's absolutely back up.
There's still fog in the city, and in the sunset, and I'm wondering if it'll burn off in time for our tree guy, because he took down one of the sticks, but the other sticks are going to come down. But in Sacramento, we have Gail Kaufman on the line, political strategist.
Good morning.
And heat sufferer. What? How hot is it there, m'lady?
I can't even imagine. It's so hot this morning. It's already about 90, it feels like. Really, it's ridiculous.
Hello, Gail. This is Willie Brown.
I'm sitting in the pool while I talk to you.
How are you?
Good morning.
Are you really?
No, of course.
All right. That was a great
answer. No, don't answer his questions, Gail, no matter what you do.
Yes, of course I am.
Answer only one for me, though.
Yes.
Have we heard from my assistant?
Your assistant?
Yeah, my research assistant.
Oh, no, we have not heard from him at all. But
the research assistant.
We assume he's doing just fine.
The research assistant of mine is Gail Kaufman's son, David.
Uh-huh.
And David got on an airplane a day or so ago by himself and went off to, where'd he go, Costa Rica or someplace?
Costa Rica, yes.
For 3 weeks.
Yep.
For 3 weeks.
Yes, he knows a young lady down there. And
he does not.
Oh, there's mom speaking.
Wait a minute. Gail, he's 1 year from bar mitzvah. What are you talking about?
Tell everyone he's 14.
Yes.
He's a man.
In my community, you know, that's middle age.
Well, that's true.
And in Costa Rica, 14, I believe, is the age of consent.
We're not talking about your girlfriend. We're talking about my son.
Oh, what a cheap shot.
Speaking of cheap shots.
It's so early in the morning. Yeah.
Yes. Well, you're at your best earliest in the morning, as I remember. For the public purposes, Gail Kaufman was an associate of mine over the last 2.5 decades in the world of politics, and we actually still speak to each other.
Yes.
Almost nobody else does who had that kind of a long relationship. Gail is now, in my opinion, the number one person who can orchestrate statewide the defeat of incumbents holding public office. She just led the campaign in the fall of 2005 that severely embarrassed the governor of the state of California, severely put clinks in his armor, almost, as a matter of fact, removed him from the political scene. She reduced his numbers to those that approaches Mr. Bush's. But all of a sudden, Ms. Kaufman, his numbers are back up. And the Democratic candidate, Mr. Angelides, seems to be flirting with the Bush numbers. What would you do, or can you do, or are you a part of the effort to change that?
Well, let me see which one of those I want to answer. What would I do? Well, that doesn't really matter, does it?
She's not giving out advice.
It's very disappointing to see the field poll this morning and see that the governor's numbers have inched back up. But they've only inched back up. But the most surprising thing, quite frankly, in today's poll was that the voters are, for the first time in a long time, saying they feel better about things in the state than they have. So there's a more of a comfort level, I think, than anything else. Phil's numbers at the moment are probably what most of us would have expected. He hasn't run much of a campaign yet since the primary. A lot of people who advise the Democratic Party are begging for him to define a message and stay with it, so that people start to get a sense of who he is. Should he choose to start doing that with some force, I think the governor's numbers will change along with his. Once there's a real contest and people can make a contrast. Am I involved? Peripherally involved through some of my clients, but not directly with the campaign, no.
Gail, I noticed that in that field poll that shows where Mr. Angelides was actually ahead of Mr. Schwarzenegger on the chart many months ago, and that he was ahead about the time that the contest was going involving those four initiatives that right. the governor was saddled with.
Right.
Is there any possibility that this campaign in the fall, with the number of initiatives that are on the ballot, will there be, in your opinion, any initiatives that will be negative for the governor, similar to what happened in the fall of 2005?
Well, not the same way. Obviously, those were initiatives of his own creation. He said how important they were. They were a bunch of crap. Voters knew that, and very decidedly told him that he had wasted their money and shouldn't have put them on the ballot. He's gone to great lengths this year to do two things. One, to give the appearance that he actually is getting some better sense of what the job of governor is than he had had up until now, and has done a mediocre job, in my opinion, of pulling that off. He's worked with the, but better than he had the first 2 years, you know, with the help of the legislature. He has done, you know, a budget, and gotten it done on time. But that's, you know, the economy is getting better, and he was able to give people basically all the money they felt should be in the budget as opposed to cutting or making any really tough calls. So, I mean, I think that has a lot to do with it, and nothing on the ballot in the fall, including some of the things I think that he put on, the bonds that very few people are really aware of from everything I've seen, I don't think they really motivate people or mobilize people either positively or negatively.
We're speaking with Gail Kaufman. She is our guest here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. We're going to have her in the next segment, and I want to ask her to grade a couple of the commercials that we've seen so far on both sides. Find out who's passing and who's failing.
Here. I'm a leader, not an actor.
You're a leader, L-I-T-E-R. Yeah, you're one-fifth of an imperial gallon. We're keeping it real on 960 The Quake.
.730 on 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Let's check traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area right now. Big rig blocking the 29th Avenue off-ramp. Can't get off from northbound 880 at the moment. CHP knows about it. They'll be there in a few minutes. Slow from 238 as you make your way to the Nimitz. Southbound before Tennyson. Big rig in a car. Crash now blocking on the shoulder. Northbound 880 before the Alameda San Jose. Multi-car crash. And the tow truck's got the right lane blocked, but they'll get that cleaned out in a little while. Just a couple of minor delays on BART. You should head to your station whenever you normally do. They'll get it back on track in just a few minutes. Remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. 731, here's what's happening on 960 The Quake. We begin this day like we did yesterday, the weather. Any Bay Area cities broke heat records yesterday. The National Weather Service says records were recorded in Richmond, Mountain View, Napa, Oakland, San Jose, Gilroy, Monterey, and Salinas. And we left a few towns out, but you can imagine another hot one and more triple-digit heat forecast today. And here's the good news. The temperatures are going to start coming down a little bit. It's always warm inland, and there'll be plenty of 100-degree days left this summer, but it won't be the kicked-up kind of heat that we've had the last 10 days, where places like Fresno and Sacramento and Antioch and Brentwood have been in the big triple digits. And more good news. PG&E says their crews are working 24/7. They're getting everyone's power back on as fast as they can, but there are still some 25,000 homes and businesses in the Bay Area that still don't have any power. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors are expected to make their final vote this afternoon, which will approve the city's first-in-the-nation health access program, which will extend access to health care to the city's currently uninsured residents. The United States Olympic Committee holding a news conference in Denver today, and they're going to talk about their next step in their selection process. Now, San Francisco is competing with L.A., Chicago, Houston, and Philly to be a candidate city for the 2016 Olympic Games. Quake weather today, talking a lot about the weather. Still hot, not quite as hot as yesterday, and this could be the last day before a nice little cooling trend comes into Northern California. Highs today, fog, 60s on the coast, 80s to near 90 around the bay, and low 100s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott. On 960, The Quake.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST. Or go to Comcast.net. Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for two full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1291. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1291. 1-800-644-1291.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
The San Jose Grand Prix, presented by Taylor Woodrow, July 28th through 30th. 3 days of festival fun and racing. Catch all the action of Northern California's most spectacular motorsports event. The San Jose Grand Prix has doubled its bridge capacity, improving the on-track viewing while creating a safer, smoother, wider track for more speed and passing. More bridges. More viewing. More passing. More fun. It's more than a race. The San Jose Grand Prix is sponsored by Taylor Woodrow Home and proudly supports the Canary Foundation. Buy your tickets now. Call Ticketmaster or visit sjgp.com.
960 The Quake for a special evening with Saturday Night Live's Daryl Hammond. You can see him live at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th. Details and your chance to win free tickets are at quakeradio.com.
Morning, Kelly.
Hey, is that new?
Mm-hmm. It's my HD radio. Here, try it, girl.
Wow, no aftertaste.
HD radio.
Are you that bad?
Visit hdradio.com.
Thank you.
basking in the glow of one of those beautiful days that make you proud. To be living here in the Bay Area, we're speaking from the left ventricle of the heart of the Bay Area, here on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street. Live at the Hotel Vitale here, keeping it real with Will and Willie. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown, and we have on the line a political consultant extraordinaire, Gail Kaufman. She represents the Speaker of the California State Assembly as his chief political person, as well as the California Teachers Association. Ms. Kaufman, Mr. Durst wishes your comment on what, Mr. Durst?
Oh, have you seen that new ad that Angelina's rolled out yesterday?
Yes.
The one with the black and white stills?
Right.
What is the deal with the black and white? Because the black and white reminds me of the black and white backwards thing that Schwarzenegger's doing against them.
Well, I thought of that myself, but so I can't answer that question. how's that?
Grade that ad. Grade the new ad. Because what it is, I forget what you call these things where it's not a negative ad against the other guy. It's a
comparison ad.
It's
Will,
an image
comparison
ad.
Comparison ad.
But isn't it an image ad where he's a leader and...
And the other guy isn't. Yes.
The other guy's an actor, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that ad was put together for the Democratic Party on behalf of the Angelitas folks. And I think it basically tells the right story, which is that we have a governor who's making pretend that he knows what he's doing, and we have somebody else who actually knows how to lead the state. I think that's actually a very good contrast. And why they went black and white, I really can't answer. But I think it's a very decent ad and starts to set the contrast that the fall campaign, I'm sure, will maximize.
Gail, there was a message in the poll this morning, and it said that the two issues on which Mr. Angelides appears to be outstanding is that of education and health care,
uh-huh.
And that it appears to be the two weakest issues for the governor. As a political consultant, at what point would you begin to unload, and how, on behalf of those two issues in your candidate?
Well, I mean, I think it's really interesting that yesterday you open the paper today, and if you're me and you read all this crap, you see that both the governor and Angelides on the very same day held dueling health summits. There's no coincidence in that. Obviously, they knew what you just said, that in polling, if you don't talk about issues that people care about, they notice. And voters are pretty good about telling you what they care about. The governor, one shot I think I'm surprised that the Angelides folks haven't been able to exploit better, is right after the primary, the governor said in one of the most outrageous things I've ever heard yet, and boy has this guy said some outrageous things, I will get to health care if you reelect me. He said he was too busy this year running for re-election to get to it. I'm paraphrasing only a little. But that by 2007, boy, goodness gracious, he'd get health care. Obviously, somebody in his organization said, oh, my God, we can't do that. We better show and act like we care this year. So they quickly put together a summit and spent a day talking about health care. And now he'll go back to, he's going to be at Lumpy's Barbecue today in Temecula. So I think he's off health care and on to something else.
Lumpy's Barbecue.
We're speaking with Gail Kaufman.
I didn't make that up.
Of the Kaufman Consultancy out of Sacramento. She's one of the most astute visitors to the political scene, and she's actually a mover and shaker. She has moved and shaken.
Gail, there is one other thing in the poll that I thought should be addressed, and that is that when they ask voters on an ethnic basis, who do you favor, it appears as if on the Latino side, the response was 2-1, Angelides. Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think not only are Latinos very clear on who's got their best interests at heart, but they surprisingly were very favorable towards Arnold to begin with, and now are the hardest to shake the bad impression from. I mean, I think they really don't like some of what he's done relative to immigration. They don't like some of what he's done relative to issues they care about. And they're very clear about that. And, you know, I think will be very hard for him to, you know, he acts very simply for people and thinks a few little moves, everybody's going to forget all the bad stuff that's been going on. I don't think he shakes that with Latinos, and I actually think if you see that Phil's numbers weren't particularly strong with all Democrats, his numbers should have been better than that. So once people start tuning back in, I think those numbers will go way up and this race will tighten right up.
There was also an indication in this particular poll that Mr. Schwarzenegger has 86% of the Republicans voting for him without currently doing anything, apparently, on behalf of his base.
Right.
Whereas your comments about Mr. Angelides not having Democrats embracing him, it's all very strange.
Yeah. Well, it's also, you know, kind of what I was talking about earlier. I'm not sure that he spent the kind of money or time really defining himself for people. And usually, you know, Democrats, we are a disorganized lot as opposed to the Republicans who seem to get their cues pretty quickly. So choices being what they are, the governor's folks have spent a lot of time wrapping the word taxes around Phil's neck, and I think for Republicans, that's probably been good enough for an easy early vote. And once Democrats start hearing what you were talking about, that clearly education and health care are not the things that the governor cares deeply about, they'll vote for Phil in good numbers.
Speaking to Gail Kaufman here in 960 The Quake, she's a consultant in Sacramento, a very successful and powerful, if I may say so. I have a question. The 3% who are, in according to the poll, are in favor of other candidates, who does this take it away from mostly? Is it evenly split or is it mostly on the liberal side?
Well, you know, it's hard for me to say at this early point. Usually those are just people who go, ick, I don't like either one of them. And they cross the board. They could be, you know, some more liberal, some more conservative, but more of the ornery voters than anything else.
And the 15% that are undecided, is that a large figure at this point?
Actually, no. I don't think it is. I think, you know, everybody knows there's only two serious candidates in the race, so they have a choice to make. That 15%, I've seen it a lot higher in the summer months. So, no, that's not surprising. A lot of people really aren't clued in at all. And certainly people are so, you know, disappointed that we've had so many elections. They're kind of burned out. I think I'm surprised the undecided number isn't higher.
Before you have to leave us, give us a little bit of perspective on the national scene. We noticed a serious effort yesterday by Lieberman surrounding himself with the big dog, Bill Clinton,
right,
for the purpose of trying to stabilize his race.
Right.
What's your take from your perspective on that race in Connecticut that has gotten more attention than any other single Senate race in the whole country?
Yeah, it's really fascinating, and I've only watched it, obviously, from a distance, but here's a guy who, you know, ran for vice president not too long ago and seemed to be able to bring people together regardless of their ideology, and he's hanging on for dear life and really having to call out all the usual suspects to help him, being taken on by a very progressive guy with a lot of money who's gotten huge interest out of the internet community. And they're making a real cause out of it because of Lieberman's stance on the war. So it's a fascinating race. I think it's really tightened up, and it's probably a couple points between them at this point. They both have enough money to finish out the campaign, and I'm not sure anybody can predict accurately at this point who's going to win.
On election day, Gail, is it to the advantage of an incumbent that he or she is still in the race versus that of a contender? Or is it still a toss-up, regardless of what the polls show up to election day?
You mean the voting booth lean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a toss-up because certainly the more energized voters are the contender side. And so if Lieberman can get out his voters and knows who they are, and shows that he's still in it, operationally, he should be in better shape. But, you know, as I say out here, if you think about our primary, boy, it was so dismal. And only people who really were paying attention came out to vote. So if that would be the case in a primary in Connecticut, that gives the advantage to the contender, not to Lieberman.
Ms. Kaufman, if I announce when I'm running for office, whether you vote for me or not, I'm going to run in a different bag in the finals, so I don't care what you do in the primary. Does that help you or hurt you?
Well, gee, let's think about that for a minute, shall we? I think it hurt you. You know, I really do.
Yeah.
You know,
he
might have done that afterwards. But I'm not so sure I would have announced that going in.
You know, the most amazing thing about Lieberman sucking up to Clinton, if he had done that in the year 2000,
yeah.
He might have won.
Right.
We're keeping it real with Will and Willie. Thank you so much for joining us, Gail Kaufman of the Kaufman Consultancy. And we want to have you out as often as possible this election year. And we'll be talking to you. We might even go out to Sacramento. Thanks for joining us. Coming up, we have
Gail. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Burst of Durst. And in the next hour, don't forget Al Franken, all here, 960 The Quake.
Wake up, mama. Turn your...
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class. Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through Learning Rx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's Burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavia.com for all your specials. Hey, guys, so here's the deal. I was talking to one of those big-time Democratic political strategists yesterday about how to get the Dems on message. The best way to counter the polarizing echo chamber of the right-wing spin machine. I suggested every time they say cut and run, we say lie and die. But the consensus is that the Republics do drink the Kool-Aid. They follow the memos. It's exponentially harder with the Dems, as Gil Kaufman just said. Getting the Democrats to agree on anything is like trying to herd cats. And no matter how good of a job you do on that, there's still... you need a broomstick to nudge that one hiding behind the stove. Part of it's a basic philosophical problem. Liberals believe by helping the greater good, it'll eventually come back and benefit me. And conservatives believe the opposite. By helping me, it'll eventually come back and benefit me. And you know what? Even conservatives laugh at that joke because they don't care. It's also harder to get Democrats to compromise on anything because their only currency is the truth, and you can't compromise the truth. But when conservatives disagree, sir, I think your facts are specious and your rationale is totally out of the mainstream, they can always be encouraged to see the light. Well, there's more money in it for you. You have swayed me with your reasoned arguments. And that's just part of the problem. And that's your Burst of Durst for today.
As usual, the applause is earned and well-deserved.
Thank you, Scott. Yeah, we get an email yesterday right after our show. It's from Adrian. He says he caught Will's comment this morning about the Democrats needing leadership. I think now we know why the Democrats are such big proponents of stem cell research. They need it to clone a spine.
I think that was your line. I think that was your line.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
And I think it's a good one. And by the way, speaking of stem cell research and the Burst of Durst, across the nation, states have joined the state of California and the state of Illinois. Many other states are providing money for stem cell research, and it's becoming literally an issue where it wasn't an issue in some neighborhoods in this forthcoming election. And I would guess that a combination of that and the war may be, a kite on which Democrats can tie their tails for purposes of soaring into the wild blue yonder of success.
70% of the public believes in it.
Totally.
It might come back. It might turn out to be an empty veto. He might actually be hurting his party in individual races because people can focus on that.
And because his veto keeps it in play. Had he signed it, it would not be in play. It would all be just another one of the steps of achievements that people would claim, whether they had any involvement with it or not. But his vetoing it keeps it in play. And believe me, as Mr. Schwarzenegger and the governor of Illinois and other places step up to the plate, every time they do it, the press is so carried away. The New York Times mentality on this issue is so out there with the people that it is always going to be a lead story. You're going to find people running for the school board discussing stem cell research.
Well, who was it we were talking to yesterday was talking about, you know, at one time there was religious opposition to doing research on cadavers, that people didn't want needles, that they thought needles were an intrusion on God's temple. I mean, we learn about science and we progress and we do grow.
And one of our people yesterday said that the Republican Party, in this administration in particular, is going to go down in history as the leading administration ever in the history of this nation in opposition to scientists and scientific conclusions.
Faith-based science. You know, yes.
Which is an incredible indictment against an organization. And then, by the way, in Washington, I hope in the next time around when we talk to Al Franken, we'll ask him, what does that shopping list look like? The man who now heads Iraq, the government we helped put in place, showed up in Washington, and as if he's at Home Depot, or Target.
Nouri al-Maliki?
Or Walmart. He has a laundry list of things that he wishes to achieve while he's here and things he needs from the good old USA, including some additional troops in certain parts of Iraq in order to reduce the violence that's now being perpetrated primarily upon Iraqis. No longer are you getting the daily reports on how many members of the coalition forces, in particular Americans, were being harmed or being killed. You're now doing the 100 civilian Iraqis who are shopping at a grocery store and gets blown up, or who are on their way to some place and something happens in the middle of the streets that causes them to be destroyed. All of a sudden, the sectarian violence is more deadly than anything having to do with the insurgents.
And they keep wondering if we're entering a civil war. No, we're in a civil war. The Republics, their ability to deny the obvious, you know, global warming, well, the results are, yes, they are. Well, we don't know if we're in the middle of a, we might be approaching, you're in the middle of a civil war. I mean, how much more evidence do they, drives me nuts.
And it's kind of interesting, yesterday when Bill Clinton was in Connecticut doing the bit on behalf of Joe Lieberman, he put a kind of a new spin. He said while Saddam, you know, it was a good thing to remove Saddam, it was a misjudgment to think that certain things would not occur after you had removed him. And that was the miscalculation. But then there should be no disagreement on the removal of Saddam. That's kind of Hillary's position on the issues as well.
And also the fact that he's going to support the Democratic nominee. Coming up, we got Al Franken here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm John Lisk. Smoke rose from the southern suburbs of Beirut, rocked today by Israeli strikes for the first time in nearly 2 days. The explosion set off car alarms in central Beirut, some distance away. CNN's Brent Sadler reports from Beirut.
The target certainly a continuation by the Israelis to try to paralyze Hezbollah's mechanisms of command and control, not only in the southern suburbs of Beirut, Hezbollah's heartland, but also the connectivity that Hezbollah has with its forces fighting in the field at the southern tip of Lebanon against Israeli defense forces and battles around Bint Ishbel, thought to be a key control center for Hezbollah Katyusha rockets.
Some of those rockets landed in the Israeli port city of Haifa earlier today. At least 18 people were injured. One man died of a heart attack when a rocket hit near his home. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice visited Israel today, pushing a peace plan that would include international military forces to help stabilize southern Lebanon. Rice says the United States wants an urgent but enduring peace and ceasefire in the region. The fighting in the Mideast and sectarian violence in Iraq will be part of the agenda for President Bush today as he welcomes Iraqi President Nouri al-Maliki to the White House. Our Dick Giuliano joins us with the latest.
John, President Bush and the Iraqi Prime Minister Maliki are in meetings and are scheduled to hold a joint news conference this hour before adjourning for a working lunch and more talks. White House aides say a new security plan for Baghdad is near the top of the agenda for the two leaders. Officials say it's clear Maliki's six-week-old plan to enhance security in Baghdad is not working. U.S. officials say a new security plan is needed, possibly involving more U.S. troops already stationed inside Iraq. Reporting live, Dick Iuliano, CNN Washington.
Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street today, oil prices were moving higher, trading above $74 a barrel. This hour, the Dow Industrial's down 32 points. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-445-1264. That's 1-800-445-1264. 1-800-445-1264.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right, we believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry, for a limited time, find out how you can get your free brand new 20-inch flat panel with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 3-year warranty, absolutely free. Call now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5534. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5534. That's 1-800-997-5534.
For quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
It's 8:04 on 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. This report brought to you by FlexYourPower.org. During an energy crunch, visit FlexYourPower.org. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Mountain View, stalled in the number 3 lane, 101 northbound before you get to Old Middlefield. Two-car crash in San Ramon blocking the right lane of 680 southbound, right in front of Bollinger Canyon Road, that off-ramp. At the San Mateo Bridge, right past the toll plaza, solo spin on the right shoulder. This is headed to Foster City. May have been caused by, well, a transmission fell from another car in the middle lane. And then that car hit it, and out they go. Metering lights onto the Bay Bridge toll plaza, back up to about Grand Avenue at the moment. To help avoid a hot weather power crunch, Californians are turning off unnecessary lights, using appliances after 7 p.m., and setting air conditioners to 78 degrees. To find out how you can help, visit FlexYourPower.org, and remember to save energy, because energy can't save itself. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, QuakeRadio.com. Check headlines at the bottom of the hour. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John Scott. We are pimp-slapping the smug-faced complacency with the iron fingers of the truth here at the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street. I'm Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And on the line, we have who's coming to San Francisco, I think in August, the last weekend of August. Al Franken's going to be here. And Mr. Franken, we have a friend of yours joining us in town. He's going to be on the show Friday. Daryl Hammond's going to be at Cobb's on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, great. Daryl's terrific.
Yeah, he's a terrific comic. He's going to be on the show with us.
Good, good, good. Ask him to do many of his famous impressions, but he does a great Jesse Jackson.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to ask him to do a Joe Lieberman.
Man, I don't know if he's done a Joe Lieberman. You know, I called Joe about a little over a week ago to ask him to come on the show because I wanted to, you know, to have him have a chance to answer some of the criticisms of him, and we're asked Ned Lamont to be on as well. And he said he'd be on, and then the guy he gave us to call has never called us back. And I guess, I don't know what happened. Joe is someone who in the past I've done some fundraisers for. And obviously I have some problems with him. And I told him that, but I felt like he knew he'd get a fair hearing from me. But I brought up the war, and I brought up the fact that there's no oversight of the contracting in Iraq. And he said, oh, yeah. And I said, there should be a Truman Committee to do this, because, you know, during World War II, Truman had a bipartisan committee looking at all the war contracting, having hearings. And that was with a Democratic president, a Democratic House, Democratic Senate. And Lieberman said, yeah, oh, yeah, we should definitely have a Truman Committee. And I said, aren't you kind of in the best position of anyone in the Senate to scream about that? Because they have, you know, we're having Byron Dorgan on our show today, and he's brought up legislation to do this, and it always gets defeated totally on party lines. So here's a guy, Lieberman, who's been the Republicans' best friend on this war. If he starts screaming about it, I think that makes a difference. So we haven't heard back.
Well, you may hear before the primary election.
Yeah.
That was the point, is to have him and Lamont on before the primaries. And because I know that we on Air America have been pretty tough on Joe, and you know, in many ways deservedly so, but he's also been... you know, on many Democratic issues, very good, and on some bad, you know, on things like he's very friendly to the insurance companies. He's from Connecticut. He's very friendly to auditing companies.
Pharmaceuticals?
I don't know where he's been on pharmaceuticals. I really don't. I know that he's been good, terrific on the environment. He's a Democrat. Except that in certain areas he isn't.
Are you going to have Ned Lamont on anyway?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just because, you know, we'll have the empty chair there, and that, on radio, that'll be very effective.
Well, this weekend we're speaking with Al Franken, whose show follows us every day from 10 to 1 here on 960 The Quake. This weekend has seen a flurry of activity of Democratic loyalists being split. Maxine Waters was in Connecticut, and then yesterday, of course, President Clinton showed up for Mr. Lieberman, and I made the comment that if the Gore-Lieberman campaign had been this close to Mr. Clinton back in 2000, they might have won that thing.
Yeah, and it's ironic, of course, because Lieberman is the guy that went on the floor and... did that sort of a little bit sanctimonious criticism of the president
a little bit
during his the Monica thing, and I think that's a little bit why Gore chose him, was to sort of inoculate Gore. But it shows you how forgiving Clinton is. Now, they've known each other, I think, since Yale Law School, so they're friends. And what's also interesting is that Clinton has said, though, that he will support the nominee of the party. So if Lamont wins in the primary, I know Hillary will, but I think Bill also will back Lamont.
And the president also said that he had no problem with the challenger, but Joe Lieberman was his friend yesterday. And the news organizations played that little clip. I have no problem with the challenger, but Joe is my friend.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I like that a little bit. I kind of do like that in politics, that people have friends.
Well, I like that about Clinton.
This is a long-time friend. I mean, this goes back to law school. And I think Hillary and he campaigned for
Joe's state senate
first race.
Yeah, his state senate race.
Mm-hmm.
On another topic, Al, it appears as if the call for an international force to patrol the border in Lebanon as a means by which to reduce the tension and maybe get out of this war doesn't appear to be going any place at the moment.
They've got one problem, it seems, with getting the international force together, is no one wants to join it. And that's the problem. problem.
You go. No, you go.
I mean, it was supposed to be a NATO force minus us, sort of, you know. And they just can't seem to get anyone to sign up. And that's, I don't know to what extent that's a reflection of how bad things have gone in Iraq and how they're turning worse in Afghanistan, and people are sort of sick of these things. I think it's a very good idea, and
even Israel's calling for it, right?
Yeah, I think you know, after they get the bomb, Hezbollah, and you know, invade southern Lebanon for a while. I think they're for it, you know, until they can.
After they're done.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever done is.
Let us finish up. We'll just clean up before the maid shows.
And Condoleezza Rice is over there now.
Right.
In both Beirut and Israel, attempting to do whatever Bush has sent her to do. It doesn't seem to be definitive, though. She has made no statement yet exactly what her role and what the U.S. role will be in attempting to negotiate a peace.
Well, you know, I'm not an experienced diplomat. I don't know if you know that. I've worked stand-up New York.
If you were able to mediate between Kerry Hoffman.
But, you know, the punchline. But, no, I don't know if... you know, if, for example, if I'm obviously somebody's been talking to the European countries, the NATO countries, and saying, anybody, and I think that's her, except less Jewish. Anybody? No one wants to do this. Come on.
Who's with me? Are you with me here or what?
You're screaming about a ceasefire. We're not going to get one unless we have an international force, for God's sake. Wouldn't it be funny if she just started talking that way?
Yeah.
After being in Israel for like 3 days.
I do that all the time when I go back to Wisconsin. I start talking like everybody.
But I, you know, I think as a diplomat, you can't lock into a position that isn't tenable. So, you know, that's. I mean, I don't like to defend Condi Rice. I have all kinds of problems with Condi Rice. It's just the little I know about diplomacy is that it's sort of disastrous to lock into a position that you can't achieve.
And for whatever reason, there's been no sighting of Dick Cheney over the last 3 weeks. Is he getting information on whether or not there might be something wrong with him?
I think that he has. I'm not sure that he hasn't done a fundraiser or two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
you mean very quietly?
Well, very quietly. They don't like him to be seen.
You know? Well, he's getting approval rating of what, 12%?
I think, I don't know. I think it hovers between, you know, 10 and 20. Somewhere. I mean, that's hard to, you know, when Bush had like 36% or something.
Yeah.
Cheney went to him and said, how do you do it?
Speaking with Al Franken here on 960 The Quake, his show follows us every day from 10 to 1 in the afternoon. And you've had some great guests on recently. You had Peter Galbraith on.
Peter has written a great book. I would very much recommend this. It's called The End of Iraq. And actually, he has an op-ed today in the New York Times that sort of summarizes the basic thrust of the book, which is that Iraq really isn't a country. And we know that.
It's three countries.
It's three countries. It's Kurdistan and, if you will, Sunnistan and Shiistan. And they're in a civil war between Sunnistan and Shiistan. And you can't have a united government. You can't have a united country when these guys are at each other's throats, especially, obviously, the Shias and the Sunnis. And the Kurds have pretty much become independent. They won't allow the Iraqi flag to be flown in Kurdistan. And his solution basically is saying, okay, Shias, you have your own military. Sunnis, you have your own military, because it doesn't work to have a national military, because they're just simply made up of, largely made up of units that are loyal to one side or the other, literally militia in many cases. So they're killing each other. So you'll have part of the security forces, you'll have Shia militia that's the security forces butchering Sunnis, and then vice versa. So he's saying, let's just make this an let's make it a partition with a very, very loose federation, and the U.S. can redeploy its military in Kurdistan, because the Kurds actually kind of like us, and it's pretty secure. That way our guys won't be in harm's way, and give the Sunnis the job of fighting the foreign insurgents in Anbar. And if they need help, we'll come in and do that. And I think that's not a bad plan. I mean, it raises tremendous questions about Baghdad and other areas that are the mixed populations. But they are already going through tremendous dislocations. And Shia's moving the Shia areas, and Sunni's moving the Sunni areas. And we're not really left with a great solution for Baghdad and for some of those other places that are mixed. So I think this makes a lot of sense. And one of the great things about redeploying in Kurdistan is that you're actually still in Iraq. So if you have to go back to Anbar province, if you went to Kuwait, you'd have to reinstate Iraq
over and over and over. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you're in the Kurd section, you're just there. You're already there.
Yeah.
But you're in a safe.
It's like being in Fresno and having to go back to L.A. Al Franken, thanks for joining us, man.
My pleasure, you guys.
All right, Al, take it easy.
Keep it real, you guys.
Well, we try.
Yeah, but lately I've heard a lot of fakery.
No, there's no fakery here. Okay. I'm keeping it real with Will and Willie.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Bye, guys. See you next week.
Have a great show. It's Al Franken. His show is here from 10 to 1 every day, Monday through Friday. He's with us, and we're with you. And you will be with us with your phone calls at 866-960-5753. That phone number, 866-960-5753. Call us here on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-344-8232. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-344-8232. That's 1-800-344-8232.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, then call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Hey, Truth Seekers, I'm Mike Malloy. Weeknights, 11 to 2, and now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
But you have somebody you can depend on. You can depend on Will and Willie, because we are keeping it real here at the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street, live at the Vitale Hotel. On 960 The Quake, I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. And I must tell you that broadcasting from here, and this is, the 30th week? Second day of the 30th week. And people have on regular occasions dropped by to enlist our involvement in other kinds of projects that affect the lives of the city. Someone just came in and handed me material about Saturday closure of the park. For purposes of keeping cars out.
Are they for it or against it?
Well, they are for some modified version of it. It appears as if the mayor has vetoed the original one, and I thought the whole thing was dead. But this information says you have till the 9th of August to begin to look again at the possibility of putting something on the ballot. And so I'm only referencing it so that those of you who are out there can either call us or they can email us, or they can actually walk down to Hotel Vitale and hand us documents, as this gentleman just did.
Like,
and to call us is 866-960-5753, which is, I think that's KQKE, right?
It is.
Is that what that is?
960-KQKE.
Yeah.
On your touch tone.
My world of alphabet is still clicking. But it's interesting how people feel comfortable coming in, and while I'm trying to get a cup of coffee, I'm being given a ton of information, which I am supposed to absorb very quickly and take and give a response to. And believe me, I do intend to give a response on all of these matters. So feel free.
I live out there, so I'm not in favor of that.
I didn't ask you whether or not you were in favor of it. I said, Give people a hearing.
I'm tired. It's hard to drive it around. I like to drive.
You do like to drive.
You can't park. At least on Sunday, it's free. You know, these people are going to park in those spots and then walk into the park. Yeah.
And the DeYoung has a new garage, you know, and they need to make sure that garage pays for itself. So all 800 stalls of that garage, or whatever the number is.
I haven't been in the garage yet. I've been parking free in the park.
Oh, it's a beautiful garage. I mean, a beautiful garage.
It's an underground garage.
Yeah, I know.
How can it be beautiful?
You'd be surprised.
Steel and pillars and concrete.
No. You go inside, it's well decorated.
Is it lit?
Looks like you're traveling in... Oh, yes. It looks like you're traveling in the underground in Paris. It really does have...
Because I'll tell you, the Union Square garage, man, it's so dark down there. It's like being, you know, underneath the theater in... And what was the play with the boat and the swamp and the chandelier comes down? Oh, Phantom of the Opera. It's like being in the bowels of the theater in Paris, the Phantom of the Opera.
You do have some interesting experiences that you relate to people. Most of us wouldn't think of Union Square that way. Most of us
the basement of the garage.
I understand that. Well, most of us don't get down that far. We come in early enough to get a parking stall in a reasonable, decent, well-lighted location.
I'm so tired of this AM chauvinism.
You're
get the shank of the day.
Yes, you do. Every time you do it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, but you miss the shank of the evening when you get
oh,
up.
Oh, no, no,
this
no,
early.
No, I don't.
I'm missing the shank of the evening.
No, I
haven't
don't.
Seen bar time in the longest time.
Speaking of that.
I haven't been kicked out of a bar.
Did you see where the lateness of the evening is usually when the taggers go out and do their number? They apparently nailed one of the taggers. And yesterday, graffiti Dennis artist. Herrera got a $20,000 judgment, civil judgment, against this particular tagger.
Against the tagger?
Yes, he's a tagger, a 20-year-old young man who has been, he's become, I think, the number one tagger in the city, apparently. He's the one that goes around writing cream on all these public structures in both Spanish and English, and he writes cheese in English or in Spanish as well. And somehow they got him. And they got him, and they got the judgment against him. And now, you know, they're going to go to his job and collect on behalf of the city. Suddenly he's going to be working, basically.
They're going to garnish his wages?
Yes, yes, to pay off the cost of cleaning up for his nonsense. I don't understand taggers anyway. I don't know why you go around writing on other people's property. Why don't you just, you know, write on your own property? Put anything you want to in your own property. But why do you feel the necessity to go write on somebody else's building? What's that all about?
It's,
how do you get
it's
so
a hunger
motivated?
For expression.
It's what?
It's a hunger for expression.
Yes, but hunger for expression at my expense? You write on the side of my building? Why should I be supporting your expression?
I think the thought is that their humble existence is due to your expense, and they're just getting back a little bit.
I see. Is that the theory that you think is out there?
I'm a pop psychologist.
Well, you also got to know that I suspect people can take matters into their own hands and thwarting your efforts to impose upon them the responsibility for your being.
Are you advocating violence?
No, I'm not. I'm advocating self-help. And I'd urge you to, you know, to not violently break the arm, but nevertheless.
Oh, Willie L. Brown Jr. You're talking about a little arm lock, perhaps a half nose?
Well, it seems to me, if you're rendered unable to draw on my wall, that would be, and I could do so without doing any damage to anybody else, except that part of you which draws on my wall, and I could do so without violence, it would be an interesting thing.
I was never into tagging. I'm too old, much generation too old, maybe a generation and a half for all I know.
Yeah, but at any rate, Dennis Herrera, the city attorney, got a $20,000 judgment, and he intends to collect it. And if I know Dennis, he's tough enough.
He's dogged.
That's right, and he will let us know when he collects that $20,000. On the other hand, I also notice that our good board of supervisors have found a way, so they believe, to increase the amount of housing available for ordinary people to live in San Francisco. They have said
the term affordable housing in San Francisco is an oxymoron.
Why? You don't think $1.2 million is affordable?
Now they dropped the price. They dropped the amount of units that it affects. It was 10 or more, and now it's 5 or more. So that it's applicable to anybody who builds anything but a quadplex. anything above a quadplex.
Yeah, which means that it's more. There are more coverage.
Right.
It's a bigger coverage. They also said you must go from, I think, 12 to 17 to now you must go to 20%. Of your units. So, in effect, if you build 100 units, 20 of those units must be in what's called the affordable category. And we ought to talk about that, and we ought to have some people call in to talk to us about that, because it would be interesting on how the payment occurs. You recall that The Guardian had that conversation with us last week.
How do you find affordable housing in the Bay Area? Let's make that our topic.
You move
coming
to Mineola.
Coming up in the next segment. How far do you have to move to get affordable housing here in the Bay Area? Our phone number is 866-960-5753. 866-960-5753. Those last four letters spell KQKE. The first three are 960. The last four are the Quake.
8:31 on 960 The Quake. Morning, I'm John Scott. We'll check headlines after we check the cars. The Cron 4 Traffic Center, brought to you by Sleep Train this time. Sunnyvale. 85 northbound before Fremont Ave. It's slow from De Anza behind this three-car crash that has one lane out of service at the moment. Mountain View still stalled there on 101 northbound before the old Middlefield off-ramp. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge toll plaza to back up to about Grand Avenue. BART with just a couple minute delays, but not a big deal this morning. Most of the system running just fine. Sleep Train has a new stop in San Francisco. The new store is on Geary Boulevard at the corner of Cook Street across from Big O Tires. At Sleep Train, you'll always find the best service, best price, and best selection. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. You check real-time local traffic anytime at QuakeRadio.com. 8:32, here's what's happening this morning on 960 The Quake. A militant stronghold in southern Beirut being pounded again by explosions that are strong enough to set off car alarms miles away in the central part of the capital. The Israeli attacks follow strikes today on a market city in southern Lebanon that killed six, and Hezbollah rocket attacks on Israel killed a teenage girl. They call it the multi-million dollar cigarette. The California Department of Forestry says smoking caused the wildfire that burned more than 34,000 acres, totaled 11 homes and 5 outbuildings earlier this month. The department says it's tracking witnesses they know were at the scene, as well as the individual that started that fire that began in western Stanislaus County and quickly spread into Santa Clara County. A hot day today? Yes. As hot as it was last weekend? No. And the good news from the National Weather Service is that the heat wave may break after today. Still plenty toasty inland. Fresno, 113 today, and Sac won't be cool either, but it is coming down a few degrees, and PG&E officials say they have crews working 24/7 to get some 20-odd thousand people without power, their power turned back on. A group called Grandmothers Against the War set up shop yesterday at a military recruiting center in Pleasant Hill, volunteering to serve in Iraq to replace the kids who are losing life and limb there currently. There were a number of arrests, but nothing out of the ordinary. Governor Schwarzenegger at UCLA yesterday unveiled a plan to expand health access for millions of California kids. Across the campus, Bill Angelides was there. He staged his own town hall event. Angelides pledged to sponsor legislation to expand the state's Healthy Families program and also legislation to force all companies that have more than 200 employees to provide health insurance for all their workers and all their families. Quake weather today? Sunny. Fog on the coast, though, cool with highs only in the low 60s. 80s to near 90 around the bay and low 100s today inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-337-1442. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Let's eat light today.
wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
I would like to thank you for the warm welcome that myself and my delegation received. And I appreciate very much your interest in the situation in Iraq and the responsible spirit that have dominated our discussions today. We have discussed with President Bush clearly and frankly all the current challenges and the horizon and the future and ways of cooperation between our two countries in order to build a democratic, united, flourishing Iraq that enjoys its full national sovereignty.
You're listening to the Iraqi Prime Minister.
That building the security and military institutions in Iraq in terms of numbers, equipment, firearms, and as quickly as possible represents the fundamental base in order to stabilize the country and to have security and defeat terrorism. I reaffirm to the President Iraq's need to the cooperation from the international community and your cooperation, and I have seen a great deal of understanding for this very vital issue from the President. I also expressed my appreciation to the role that's been played by the multinational forces and the exerted efforts to support us and to help us in building our security organizations to allow our organizations to fully be in control of the security position and the security circumstances. I agreed with the President to form a joint committee of experts and technicians in order to achieve the self-sufficiency for the Iraqi forces. This will allow these forces to bear the responsibility of protecting security and confronting terrorism in our country. And in this field, we have achieved our first and initial success when our forces assume the responsibility in the Muthanna Governorate. This is a very important step, will be followed by similar steps in many other governorates in Iraq. We are determined to defeat terrorism. And the security plan for Baghdad have entered the second phase, and it's achieving its objectives in hunting the terrorist networks and eliminating it. I have informed the President about the National Reconciliation Plan, which I have launched in order to attract more Iraqi forces which have not engaged in the political process yet. This initiative represents, in addition to building the Iraqi armed forces, one of the initiatives that will contribute to choking terrorism and defeating terrorism in Iraq. On the economic sphere and the reconstruction of Iraq, I have seen support from President Bush to ensure the success of the international impact, which we hope that through it we'll be able to have the support of the world community in reconstructing Iraq and improving the services that the government is providing to its own Iraqi people. We hope that many other countries will participate and contribute in that conference that will be convened in the next few months in order to sign this international compact.
On 960 The Quake, that's the voice of the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki speaking in the White House for President Bush. We miss the president, but we'll continue to watch. And if there's anything quotable, we'll bring it to you here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, John Scott. It sounded like he was just normal. Thank you for being here. We're working hard. We need more work. He wants more troops in the green zone.
And thank you for being so generous with your time and your effort. You have entertained our delegation. It didn't appear that if there's anything going on in Iraq, that it was really bad.
Everything's fine over there. We just need a couple more guys.
But he used the term terrorist repeatedly. He did not talk about insurgents. He did not talk about what obviously is the civil war among the various persons who were in residence in Iraq. He made no reference to it. It is as if they were strictly a group of people from outside coming in to attack a fairly quiet, peaceful country, and that they were therefore identified as terrorists, similar to what we believe were the conduct of people on the 9/11 experience that we had. So he was mouthing the Bush phraseology. That contrasts dramatically with what he said when he was in Iraq last week. If you remember last week in Iraq, he was relatively critical of the U.S.'s defending Israel and speaking on behalf of Israel based on Israel's intrusion into Lebanon. And over here, he says nothing in his remarks. We didn't hear the whole thing, but it appears as if he's going to say the right thing and go home with his entire Walmart list complete.
Let's see. I need some uniforms.
Some boots.
Yeah. So we need some police tape to put around the green zone.
And by the way, I kind of like those guns. All those things are pretty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's have a set of those.
Yeah,
right.
Some of the big ones.
And give us something to put in them, because we don't want to be walking around with a gun without stuff in them. That's what
he sounded
like.
Nobody ever addresses the fact that by bombing and killing, and we're just creating terrorists over there. For every family that loses one member, there are three or four prospective people who can join the terrorist ranks at that point.
And that's what's happening all throughout the Middle East.
Also in Lebanon.
And
the Israelis run the danger of creating more terrorists than they get rid of.
I think the Israelis, though, are firmly of the opinion that the vow to eliminate Israel from the face of this earth is pretty much in the DNA of most of the people other than Israelis in the Middle East.
Well, so Mahdi Nejad is famous for that quote, "We're going to wipe them off the face of the planet."
Right.
And that was an idiom. That was a Persian idiom that he used. There's questions about the translation, if he actually said that or not, or if it was just idiomatic to the Persian language, and it doesn't really translate, because we know that there's a lot of problems with. So, you know,
you got to know the Israelis believe
it. There is
Israelis
no
believe it, though. That's the key. The Israelis believe that that is exactly what he meant.
Israelis jumped
based on what he said.
See,
no question. And believe me, they operate on that theory. So when they bomb Lebanon, they are not persuaded by somebody's argument that all you're doing is creating an additional enemy if one civilian is harmed as a result of it. They believe the enemy is already there, and they don't really need to create them. They may activate them, but they certainly don't believe they
created them. So what happens to the Lebanese government? Is it destroyed, or next time, instead of 23 Hezbollah members of parliament, do they end up with 46? Because Israel has, quote, overreacted. Has Israel overreacted?
No, I don't think so. Some of the people who call in may believe that there's been an overreaction, but I don't know how you overreact when somebody does what's been done to Israel and somebody says and reaffirms in all of their utterances what they intend to do. I think your reaction has to be that of, I'm saving my life, period. And you do what you need to do to save your life.
You think of how isolated we are. You know, everybody says Americans are stupid and Americans don't care. No, think of how isolated we are. Who are our neighbors? We got Canada and Mexico. You know, and Canada, all it is a wide Minnesota with a rail system. I mean, it is. You know, they speak the same language. You know, it's not like we got a lot of enemies at our gate. I mean, everything 1,500 miles away from Des Moines, Iowa. What do you got? Nothing.
And everybody in Mexico is trying to get to L.A.
Yeah. But you think of Israel, surrounded on three sides by sworn enemies trying to...
It's pledged to seek redemption by doing. And so you got
living
a whole different...
For how many years? Since it was created in 1948, but how many years have there been suicide terrorists? Anytime you go to a cafe, anytime you board a bus, you have to wonder, in the back of your mind, obviously we're human and we learn to adapt to anything. I mean, even in Bosnia when... You know, people were being shelled by snipers, and people still went to the store, and people you learn to deal with anything. But still, in the back of their minds, every minute of every day, there's just no way we can comprehend that.
And that's why you can never attribute overreaction to, frankly, anything Israel does. They literally are attempting to protect their own lives. They're protecting the lives of their children. They're attempting to protect their place on this globe and on this earth. And that's why there is universal participation in the military process by men and women in Israel. Everybody is part of the process of survival. And that's what this is all about. And fortunately for them, they have a relationship with the good old USA that allows them to have the resources that lets them protect themselves. And, of course, the USA pays a price for that in the eyes of some other people in the world. But that is just a cold reality.
How did this start? I know it started from the homeland, but how did it... But it's even before then that the antipathy for Jews happened from Muslims. And how did that start?
I don't know the history of, nor the origin of the hostility. I do know that the existence of Israel from about 1948 in the location generated open hostility from some of the surrounding countries and some of the people in the surrounding countries. And that hostility has continued to the present day. And it has always involved the use of violence. Always.
And it's not just that they're surrounded on three sides by sworn enemies. I mean, they're like New Jersey, surrounded by the United States. It's three sides, and it's deep.
Well, now, New Jersey is a different thing. I've got my reservations about New Jersey.
We are keeping it real with Will and Willie. Serious, humorous, whatever you got. We're going to be back with What Would Willie Do? Here. Where? On 960 The Quake.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Podcasts, streams, and downloads of your favorite shows. Go to quakeradio.com.
What would Willie do? Every day we ask the mayor in rehearsed question of national, international, and local import. Every day he answers us with the wisdom and sagacity that his years of experience in public service has given him.
And today's edition of What Would Willie Do is this. All across the country, people have been experiencing 2 weeks of dead summer heat waves. People are bursting into flames. Globules of fat are being just with the waves and the heat and on the sidewalk and just melting. And people all across the country are aware right now. And yet, there's still some dispute whether or not this is being caused by global warming. There are scientists who agree and scientists disagree. They're split. Is there any way for the Democrats to use the unusual climatic conditions to their advantage in the fall elections?
I frankly don't think that the existence of global warming is or will be a cutting-edge issue in the forthcoming elections in the fall of 2006. I think it is still a subject matter so foreign to most of the population. I don't think the Al Gore movie has had the penetration, let's say, of a Superman, or the penetration of Free Willy, or penetration of Shrek, or the shark's tail, or any of the things that seem to catch on. And they certainly have not had the penetration of Spider-Man. I have not had the penetration, on any given Sunday. All of those were common things that became part of the general topics and the general discussions. Global warming is still an intellectual exercise that you hear from the public broadcast stations first, and a little bit in the scientific community, but not written about extensively. It is not on the front page of the New York Times on a daily basis. It's not in page 6 of the Post. It's not in any of the gossip columns. As a matter of fact, even the talk show host on late night can't seem to turn it into the kind of hit phrase that will allow ordinary people to pick it up. However, that is not to say that I would not use it extensively. I think it's important, substantively in every campaign, to have some uniqueness about your campaign. And if you know that your Republican opponent is pretty much locked in to the unscientific inspection of why there is a dramatic change in the weather, why there are so many hurricanes versus previous years when there were virtually none, on why there are so many days of intensive heat, which should be save the air days only, I think I would use it, and I think I would use it as a platform for uncontested demonstration of my vision and my understanding of all of the issues. I would not, however, make it the anchor tenant. I would still make it the anchor tenant. Health care, gas prices, the cost of shelter, like rent in a place like San Francisco. I would make the issue of violence and the fear that you have from being attacked. I would keep all of those as a central theme of why you ought to elect me. But the pure cream on the cake, the business of making me different from everybody else, would be my ability to wander into areas where you will say, I didn't know that, and global warming is one of them.
And that's what would Willie do. What would Willie do? That he just told you. That's what he'd do.
By the way,
you don't think it's a Nordstrom's, you think it's a Victoria's Secret.
Absolutely. I think it has to be a Victoria's Secret in order to get there, although you're going to have a Bloomingdale's in a few days. And you know, I was telling you earlier, Will, off radio, that I got invited to two receptions for Tony Blair. One here in San Francisco being given by George and Charlotte Schultz on Saturday.
You didn't tell me this.
And one, well, I told somebody, yeah. Maybe it was Paul.
Really?
And one in Los Angeles on Monday, given by Antonio Villaraigosa and his wife, Corina. And they're hosting Tony Blair. And I wondered, why is Blair wandering around in California?
Yeah, what's he doing
It
there?
Turns out that he's been invited by Rupert Murdoch, along with Newt Gingrich, Hillary Clinton, and Al Gore to Carmel to spend a wonderful weekend on the peninsula with the communication magnet of all the world.
Exchanging ideas.
Can you imagine that much political capital in one location? And Blair makes the fourth of that group.
Cindy Sheehan coming up, 960 The Quake.
Right here.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by Awanti Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie, coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco.
CNN Radio, I'm Lisa Goddard in Jerusalem. In the Middle East, quiet diplomacy and explosive bombs.